Hi guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast that gives you Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and we talk about all our adventures. My name is Skylar.
And I am Michelle.
And welcome back to episode 32.
Ooh, we're in the threes and the twos.
Exciting. So this week we're gonna do our usual. The hyperfixations. We're going to talk about some in-person rush complaints that we have because we love to complain a little bit. Go over some
Yeah.
Broadway news. And then we're going to review. Well, we're going to discuss. We're not going to do a full review because I don't think it would be very nice what we would rate it. of Redwood, the musical. It was a
It was
musical.
interesting. It was a musical. You can say it
There
was
we go.
musical. There was music, but was it a musical?
We'll see. We will see.
We ponder.
We do. So, Michelle, you want to start this week with your hyperfixations?
Sure. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't really thought about my hyperfixations for this week.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't. I think I've been hyperfixating over the same like two things,
Let me
which
guess.
is
Tune down.
yes. I love me some Toontown. I love it. So I've been playing Toontown again a lot. So far, I don't think any of you have added me on there, but once again, hit a girl up. My princess
Princess.
character needs some friends. Although I got some friends on there. But
What's her
anyway,
name? Princess?
Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle.
Iconic. Like, Slay.
So I've been hyperfixating over that, and I just discovered that there's a separate website called Toon HQ, which helps you in the game, which has been helping me. So I've been hyperfixating over that. So there's that, and then I've been hyperfixating over the song "Where I Wanna Be" again from Boop,
Oh, good.
and that's literally like I think the only song I've been listening to this week. Like I've just been playing it on repeat.
It's so good.
It's so good. Ugh, I can't get over it. I really want to see the show again.
Me too. Once it's out of previews, I want to like compare it. I'm
Yeah.
curious to see where they trim some things or if they don't. It was just so
So
good.
it was just so good. So I've been hyperfixating over that. And then I guess a third thing I've been hyperfixating over, which Skylar knows about. I've spoken on here before about Love Luxury, the TikTok page that I walk with the
Oh,
purses.
yes.
I've been hyperfixating because I want to find a working bag. And no, I did not say a Birkin bag. I said a
A
working bag.
working.
I want the fake Birkin bag that was like trending all over TikTok and Walmart was selling it. You could find it sometimes at TJ Maxx, at Marshall's. But I became obsessed with these like working Birkin, lurking Merkin bags, whatever it is, because of Love Luxury selling the Birkin bags. And now I'm like, I want to pretend, like, give me a
Yeah, you
working.
want
Like, I ain't paying 40K for a Birkin, but I'll gladly pay $40 for a Workin. So, if anyone knows where I can find a Workin, let me know.
help a
Meanwhile, I
girl
was
out.
help a girl out. I was so annoyed because I was getting my nails done yesterday and I texted Skylar and I was like, it's spotted, spotted. And there's this old lady, she was like a diva. She had a face full of makeup, she was in a suit, high heels. Gold necklace. She was like, I'm a businesswoman. And she was walking around with what I think may have been a real Birkin bag. I couldn't tell. But
Dang.
if not, then it was a very, very good Workin. And I'm very jealous. But I was just like staring at it. It was the black Workin or Birkin with gold hardware. I was like, oh.
I know you text me, I was like, steal it. Grab it and
Never.
go.
Imagine.
No.
Ugh, I would never. She was just this nice little old lady, but.
Wouldn't you be afraid? I'd be so afraid that I would ruin it to use it.
Well, I will say, like, this looked very like you could tell she's using it. Like, the leather was all bent. I think, to be honest, I think it was a real Birkin. I think it was like an old one that she must have gotten when she was in her younger years. And it's very vintage now, had a lot of wear and tear, but it's still like a great quality bag. So,
Dang.
but it was like bent and maneuvered and twisted. And I was like, girl, not my dream.
No, not the bag. Yeah, I'd be too afraid. Like, I like my $20 purses and call it a day because I'm so afraid.
Yeah, but see, the work and could be $20.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah, now you got me kind of wanting one.
I just
Could you
want to have one.
imagine?
I just if you get one before
Oh.
me, we're gonna have a serious fight.
No, we're gonna find them somewhere
We'll
because
find them together
we'd be rolling up to Broadway shows with them.
with our
That'd be
work-ins.
sick.
Okay, but seriously, if you
OOTD.
ever get one without me, we're gonna have a problem.
I would never.
But yeah, if anyone knows where the girl can find a working, let me know. I did see you could buy some on TikTok shop, but like I'd like to see it in person. It comes in different sizes.
You want the full experience.
Yeah. So
You get like a
that definitely is a hyperfixation of mine. I mentioned it to Skylar at least once a day.
well, we went once to TJ Maxx. We failed. There was nothing.
Failed. Skylar tried two, what was it, Marshalls for me?
Yes, I went to two of them.
I tried a Marshall too. I couldn't find it at Marshalls. I've been to TJ Maxx, I think another two times since we went. I still don't see it there. I tried a Walmart. I couldn't find it there. I'm on the hunt.
Is it on
No, because they haven't bought them out. Those little mofos.
website?
If it's like
Amazon?
I need a Birkin. And see, this is what you do. You get a Birkin, because it looks like a fake Birkin. Then you get a Twilly, which is what people put on their Birkins to make them look like customized. So you get a fake Twilly. You don't get a real Birkin Twilly. You get the fake ones. And the Twilly literally looks like a piece of napkin. But like it looks like one of those things you wrap around your head, like
The
almost like a
scarf.
bandana-y scarf thing. But like Hermes sells them for like thousands. You could, wherever it is, like hundreds at least. I'm gonna buy a little fake one. You decorate your Twilly, you decorate your handles, you put your little horse thing on. You think you have a Birkin, but you don't. You're a poor little cheap nothing. And that's what I love.
But it's the mentality that comes with it.
The mentality, the aesthetic.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna find one. If anybody has like a location, you find it at a store, drop the location. We're not opposed to going on a little road trip.
We'll go on a hunt. We'll sell you.
Could you imagine if we have to go to
No,
like Pennsylvania to go find it? We're like,
I ain't
for
going there.
the working. That's so
No.
funny.
I'll buy it
That'd
on
be
TikTok
crazy.
if I had to, but no, I want the experience of finding it
That
and
high.
being like,
Yeah.
oh my God. I thought one day I did find it, and then I looked at it and it wasn't it, and I was very disappointed.
See, that's sad. That's sad, sad.
Yeah. So yeah, those are mine for the week. What's yours?
Well, I've been listening to music. I've been hyper fixating on Hadestown again, but the West End version. Sorry. But I love my Irishman. Come Home With Me is at number three, which is random. I feel like that has never made my list.
Never. That's a new one.
Yeah. That's three.
Maybe it's
I don't
because of
know.
Irishman.
Yeah, I'll come home with him.
Oh.
Okay, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Oh, I mean,
It's a
listen.
joke.
I mean, we never said we were rated, PG.
Come home with me. I don't know. I feel like it's such like a perfect start to the love story of them two and how like desperately in love he is with her. But that's my take. And then at two, it's not Hadestown, but this is because it's in previews currently. The next 10 minutes from last 5 years.
I don't know it, but I don't really know the last 5 years' music.
It's gorgeous. It's like, will you spend your life with me for the next 10 minutes? And then I just, it's beautiful. I love it. I will say I'm shooketh by the amount of bootlegs already of Nikki J.
Literally after one performance.
Oh, like how? I don't know. But so yeah, I really like that song. And then at number one is If It's True from Hadestown West End version. Donald Finn does like an incredible job of capturing the desperation of Orpheus and that like he's at hit rock bottom. He doesn't know what to do now. So I just love that. I think I would have done anything to see him. So yeah, those are my songs.
Excellent songs.
Book-wise, I finished that book, The Novel Love Story, and I will say it has my stamp of approval. So highly recommend. Highly, highly. Right now I'm reading Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. I'm reading it because I'm in a book club. So it's the book club's book. It's interesting. It's a horror book, which is very out of the realm for me. So I'll let you know. Right now, I'm
Oh.
actually liking it.
Even though it's horror, like, do you get scared while reading it or not really?
No. Which I thought I would. But I'm trying something new. I'm in this phase of life where I'm venturing out and doing things that I don't normally do.
I'm very proud of you. Look at you.
Thanks. So I'm
I
exploring
didn't
the
know you were
horror.
reading horror. What? Oh.
Just for now, and I'll go back to my smut.
So
But
do you guys like, did someone choose that book specifically? Did they you guys take turns?
it's a horror book club that I found. It's
Oh, it's a horror book club.
yeah. One of my friends asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said sure. I haven't met with the people yet, so it's all new people. At the end of this month, we're reading
Oh,
it, and
wow.
I get to meet them and try to socialize a little better with the world.
Wow. I'm surprised you volunteered to do a horror book club.
You know what?
Because the two of us did not even like walking by Stranger Things.
I did not like that. I think if I don't see it, I'm okay. Like, I've read some Stephen King books, but like, this one isn't that bad. We'll see what they pick next. I'm definitely just like curious to try.
I
We'll
never
see.
understand how people do horror. Like, I don't know, like, why you want to volunteer yourself for that.
Honestly, this isn't that scary yet. I feel like it's almost like Rocky Horror. Like
Oh, that's not bad.
they're in a well, they're like this is a cover. It's really pretty.
Is it
They're
gonna
like
scare me?
no, it's just a branch. They're in a forest and they go into a forest. So it's like it's not that scary yet.
Well, I
But
guess
we'll
keep
see.
us updated.
As well. I'm only 60 pages in. I gotta hurry because March 26th is the book club. I gotta hurry,
Yeah,
hurry.
you got like less than a week. You better hurry.
Yeah. So yeah. That was my week, which was an interesting Hadestown obsession back in full swing.
Very, very excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I guess before we get to Broadway news, we wanted to talk a little bit about our in-person rush fail that we had this past weekend. So on Sunday, we were like, you know what? Let's try rushing Outsiders or another show. But we were like, let's try Outsiders first. You know, we liked it because, you know, the box office opens at 12 on Sundays. It's a matinee show. You're not really waiting around as long. We got in, I think we got on the line by about 9:30.
Yeah.
There were obviously already people there. We counted, maybe we were like 20th, 19th, 20th, somewhere like that in
Yeah.
line. That the people it was a problem, the people online. I'm sorry.
It was a major problem. First of all, there should be like somebody as you come, or if it hits like 10 o'clock, let's say, and there's security there, they should start handing out wristbands and be like, is your party all here? Yes or no. And then if your party is not there, okay, well now you're gonna have to go to the end of the line. Like there needs to be regulations.
It should either be that. I mean, I get sometimes like the whole party's not there because like you're buying a ticket for two people, but like there should at least be like you said, a wristband or some sort of security there, regulating the line, giving out like the wristband, saying, or at least like what number you are in line so people can't cut. People were cutting until the very, very last second. We saw about three or four people cut in front of us. There was another girl waiting in line in front of us who, like, you could tell she's tried to rush outsiders before, and she was actually going up and down the line, going up to people if they cut.
Which we don't re okay. I don't recommend doing that because you don't know if you're gonna start like a fight, like a full-on fight. And like, do you really want to start a full-on fight?
I agree, but at the same time, it's if you think about it, it's really sad in a sense that she had to do that because outsiders can't do that themselves. Like the theater, the box office doesn't really care enough to patrol the line a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
It's really a problem. So I've seen a lot of people post on TikTok recently about people cutting the line. A lot of people also leave the line and try to come back. People are also very rude on the line. Like when we got there, we got online, but there was a huge gap in between some of the people. So Skylar got online and I went up to the people who were at the end of the gap and I was like, "Hi, I just wanted to confirm, you know, are you online for outsiders?" You know, and they go, "Yeah, of course we are." It was this older woman too, like a mom or something. She was like, "We've been sitting here for hours." And I'm like, "Okay, I was just asking because you have a there's a big gap in front of you." And she was like, "Oh, those people left. We're leaving that space in case they come back."
No.
No.
You move
They
up.
chose to leave the line, both of them, whoever was in that party, the whole group, you move up.
Yeah,
You don't
no
save
way.
the spot unless someone specifically says, please save it. But still, at the
Even
same time,
then.
no, usually at least one person from the party should be there at all times.
Yeah, definitely.
It was very frustrating because then by the time we got in, like we had just missed like the last rush tickets. And also, this is something that I would like to say that I think is shameful of the box office. So we got up to the window. They said all the rush and standing room was gone. They did offer us $294 tickets at in the mezzanine. And the two of us were really just discussing over whether or not we want to take them. And the person at the second window during that literally maybe 2 second time period offered the tickets to those people. Those people bought it, and then we had no other option to see the show that
Which was
day.
not fair. That
Which
was not
wasn't fair.
fair.
The tickets were offered to us first. I think the box office people need to be in better communication as to who's offering what seats. Or she should have said, these women were online in front of you because we were.
Yeah,
We have to offer
exactly.
them the tickets first. So what's the benefit of us being in line before the person behind us if they got offered the tickets that we were maybe going to take and before us?
Yeah, it wasn't right. There's a lot of issues, and it makes us like we keep saying it, but now we're officially done. Like, we try the Sunday, we've tried the Saturday, we're done. The only time you might catch us is during the week, but other than that, it's not worth it. Because you know what? It's so upsetting. Like, we were on the high, and then I was like, I'm so annoyed right now. Like, you have people yelling, you have people cutting, you have people just not doing the right thing and being decent humans. So, like, what's the point?
It was very frustrating. Also, just another word of advice for outsider fans. Don't be catty. There was a group of girls near us in the line who were being very catty towards another girl who was there by herself, and it wasn't nice. They were also being very catty about the cast and the show itself.
Yeah, I was shocked. They were saying they don't even like it that much,
Yeah, they were saying that
basically.
like they were the group of girls that you could tell are going for the men because they spent the whole time online talking about the men and looking at photos of them like, oh, this outfit was the best one. But then they were ripping apart the show and talking about their favorite times to go pee during the show because a lot of the scenes are really boring. And yet they got tickets and we didn't. And they were just like a few people ahead of us. So.
That was sickening to me. I've never once, and you know me, I have to pee every 10 seconds. I never once, whenever we sat there, thought about when I need to go to the bathroom. It's like people for Wicked, the movie, too, when they're saying go pee during this part. Like, no, I'm invested and
Like,
nothing
can't
is
you?
too long.
It's not even like there's no intermission.
Exactly. And they were saying that, I think they were saying the scene between the Curtis brothers at the end when like Pony finally like when they're talking about that they're gonna pay for his college and all that, like that's so necessary. That scene is so necessary for the whole story. Like, it is not too long. It's needed, or else you're gonna have gaps and everything. And the acting is incredible. So, like, what is the point there?
They're even talking about like what songs to leave during, or like when you can sneak out early to go get things signed, or like it really like it ball if those girls didn't get tickets, I think I would've been like whatever. But the fact that they got tickets and we're only a couple people ahead of us and we didn't get, not I don't want to sound petty because it's not that. It's just frustrating that the tickets are going to these people who you could tell like don't really care about the show. They're again, like we've said many times, they're going for the men.
And
And
another
the
thing.
girl behind them who they made fun of the whole time, she didn't get a ticket because of them and the other people cutting. So
So, yeah, if there's two people online, and let's say a third person comes in, it's not really fair if they each get two tickets. So that's a total of six tickets right there. That kind of
Or
hurts my
even
soul.
I don't think it's fair if the third person doesn't show up until like the last 30 minutes because that happened online in front of us. There were two girls that were there the whole time and we're like, okay, maybe they're buying a pair, maybe they're buying two each. Then the third person shows up literally 30 minutes prior.
Yeah, because they're not needed. If they're just buying like four, why is the third person needed? Or if they're buying two and just one. So it makes me think they're getting six.
And same with the mother, like the older lady that was online that was nasty to me. She's sitting on there on her laptop. She was nasty, whatever. And then all of a sudden, her whole family comes and joins the line. And all of a sudden, she goes from two tickets to I think four or five tickets.
Five,
It's just. I think they need to have some sort of better regulations. I don't think it could really continue on like this. And I think as we get towards the summer, it's going to get worse.
Do you think it should be like one ticket per person?
I would almost like that so it forces everyone to have to be there. Or like you said, I think there needs to be some sort of wristband given out with either your place in line or stating already ahead of time how many tickets you're getting. Because to be honest, they know hours ahead of time really how many tickets are available for the rush. I would love if they would just count off and be like, okay, this is the limit. Thank you guys. When it's still enough time for you to go to some of the other rushes, because it takes so long to get to the outsiders window that we ended up missing opportunities to get rush tickets at both Operation Mincemeat and Buena Vista Social Club. So then we were like, oh my God, what do we do? And we tried SeatGeek, we tried a few other box offices. There just weren't really good deals that day. And we ended up going all the way into the city and not getting tickets.
Which is strange for us.
I think it was the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, it was. The last time. But yeah, so I think we're done.
I don't want to be foolish again. I would rather buy tickets on SeatGeek ahead of time or buy tickets on Telecharge ahead of time. Or just wait for lotteries. Like there are other ways. It's not
I
worth
definitely
it.
do it for other shows. But outsiders, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's not.
Because we could have easily gotten mincemeat if we went over there.
It's a show we want to see. It's a new show. Part of me, like we kept saying, like, do one of us go and wait on that line? But we were like, we'll never find out about outsiders in enough time.
But I
That
think
was
at
the
the,
frustrating part.
yeah, like that was our mistake. We have to. Sometimes we should probably split up. It's so hard because it's so boring. Like, yeah, like when we split up for Gatsby and Outsiders, like I was reading my book, but it was still like so, and it felt so much longer than it was when you're by yourself.
True. Realistically, how many rush tickets do you think they give out at Outsiders? 15?
Yeah.
So I think we have to know if we're not in like the top 10 to 15, just
It's
don't
over.
bother.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because if people get two tickets or four,
It was wild. There were people online behind us. Like, it was maybe a line of like 40 something people, but yet.
yeah, we just have to be smarter. So that was our fail, but it's okay.
It
We will see other
happens.
things. We got a lot of, we went and saw new theaters, all the new marquees, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was exciting. And I think we needed that. We got some really good content for you guys. So yeah, it is what it is, but
That's our
it's just,
complaints.
yeah, it's just
Broadway.
sucky the way it happened.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, getting into Broadway news. The musical that everyone knows I'm not really excited about, Just in Time, canceled its first two Broadway previews.
Isn't that crazy? But
I'm shocked.
they are transforming the circle and the square into like a nightclub, so maybe that's what's taking so long.
Oh, see, that's kind of cool. See, this is the thing. Y'all know I don't want to see it because I broke my arm to one of Bobby Darin's songs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Jonathan Groff and Circle of the Square, I feel like I have to go.
No, we have to.
You may
Because
just have to
all.
hold me when he does that number.
I'm also really excited to see how they transform the circle and the square. Like, really
Yeah.
excited.
I love that every time. Yeah.
So I wonder, they'll probably have a lottery. We'll definitely try that. But it's very strange to me that they're already canceling the two, though. But I guess when you think about it, they didn't have that much time. Because when did Romeo and Juliet end? In
Oh,
January, right? End of
yeah. No,
January?
I think if even was it
Maybe
February?
February.
It was not that long ago.
So they're really hustling and bustling.
And we
But
don't
that
know
makes
how much
sense.
they're really changing it. Sorry for yawning.
Yeah, definitely. Last week, remember we talked about Cabaret?
Yes.
And in the pictures, it looked like Orville Peck was gonna have a mask.
Yes.
Now, this week it was announced that he decided he will not have a mask in Cabaret. And I really, 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 really think it's because of all the comments.
I wonder if it's because of all the comments, or I wonder if it was always the plan all along. Like maybe they wanted people to talk about it and make this hype.
Maybe. Wow.
Good marketing.
That is great marketing. I didn't even think it that way. That kind of makes
Yeah.
sense.
So, I don't know. I mean, everyone's like, oh my God, it's the face reveal of the century.
I know, everybody's gonna
And
wanna go.
then some people are like, just watch it be really disappointing.
Oh
People are so mean.
no. People can be so mean. That's, I guess, yeah, because it's like people might now wanna go see Cabaret just to see his face. And just to be able to say, oh, I know what he looks like.
Yeah. Just to be like, I'm part of the crowd. Although,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope it's people who go to cabaret for cabaret. Like,
Yeah, I don't think we will be going. I know
no.
we will not be going,
We
but
had our cabaret fill.
yeah.
Other Broadway news, we're disappointed because we can't go, but The Outsiders is doing a miscast concert. Emma's directing it at the Green Room 42 on March 26th. Everyone's saying that hashtag Sky for Cherry is going to finally be happening. I'm sure it is if Emma's directing it.
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed. I wish we could go, but we're not available.
I'm so salty because of like our other thing getting canceled. I'm still the Outsiders at 54 Below.
Oh yeah, we had tickets to that and it was canceled last minute on us.
So I'm salty that we can't go to this.
Do you think they canceled that to do this?
Well, this is at a,
It's that green room.
I don't know, but that was rude.
Rude. Titus Burgess also joined Oh Mary this week on March 18th.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a post online like with a little interview of him, and he said that he would only go back to Broadway if he did Broadway his way in a show that he really cared about. And he said he really felt like that with this,
We
which
need
is
to
why
see
he
it.
joined. Yes, I
That
love
makes me
him.
want to see it.
I want to
Oh,
see
love,
him in
love,
the
love.
show.
But is Cole in it? Not yet, right? So he
No, no,
takes
no.
over after
Yeah,
Titus?
yes.
Okay. I want to see both of them.
I know. I think we have to go both times. We've never seen the show
Yeah.
yet. I just want to see the show.
I need to see the show. Now I want to see it more because of what he said. Because I trust him, if that
I
makes
do
sense.
too. I feel like he's a trustworthy person.
Right? Like he's our friend. Another thing, there's a lot of jukebox musicals coming out and like based on people like artists' lives. So now a James Taylor musical is in development.
Boring. I'm sorry. I don't think we need it. I don't think he's, I mean, I know he has a following, but I don't think he's the biggest name. And I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm also just salty with James Taylor. It's a family joke that runs through my family because years ago, when my family went to the Macy's parade, James Taylor was in the parade, and I didn't know who this man was. So I was like using that time to like fix up my camera, go through the B-roll and everything. And my mom's yelling at me, "Michelle, take a photo! Michelle, take a photo!" And I'm like, "I don't know who that is. Who is he?" And she just kept saying, "Take the photo, take the photo." I'm like, "Who is he?" And this goes back and forth for the entire time he goes by
He's
us
going through.
on the parade. And my mom to this day won't live it, like won't let me live it down that I did not take a picture for her of James Taylor.
My
And
God.
everyone in my family makes comments and digs to me about it. And I'm just like, whatever. And then whenever like a James Taylor song is on, they're like, "Oh, look, he's following you, Michelle." And then
Oh
like
my God.
it'll happen. I'll just turn on the radio and then boom, James Taylor. I'm like, ugh, leave
That's
me alone.
strange.
Yeah.
He's a nightmare.
So I'm salty with James Taylor, and I am making this announcement now. I ain't going to that.
I just think it's like, it's a lot lately. I feel like new, we haven't seen, well, we've seen a few. What, like two this season that are new musicals? Redwood, maybe Happy Ending.
Yeah, Boop. Boop's new.
Ooh, oh, Boop's a girl. But it's also based on a figure, like
That's
a
true.
promo.
There's like, I'm just so over these musicals about performing artists in particular. It's like one after the other after another. You know, the Dolly one is in production right now too, which I think Dolly will be cute. I mean, she has great music and she's like a fun personality if they find the right Dolly. But like, James Taylor? Really?
Yeah, that's strange to me. It's strange. Definitely strange. I guess moving on, I will let you guys know. I tried to get tickets this morning and yesterday morning just 'cause I wanted to see. I was just doing research for 'cause we couldn't go, but I was curious to see. So there's $49 rush tickets to see Nick Jonas and is it Adrian? Okay, Adrian Warren in the last 5 years. It is on Todaytix. So the first preview was Wednesday, right? Or was it Tuesday?
Think Wednesday. But no, Tuesday.
No, Tuesday was the first preview. I tried Wednesday and Thursday just because I was curious. I watched the countdown. All that 9 o'clock hit, I go, they're all being held. They were sold out both days by 9:04 a.m.
Wow.
So
Wow.
we got the problem. We gotta figure that out. I was stunned. Like, you know how when we do it for Sunset or And Juliet, you kind of just they'll be like, oh, there's a few left, there's a few left. It went from a few left at 9:01 to being sold out by
Okay,
9:04.
remind me to go on tomorrow because now I want to see it myself. But the only thing is, like, it's gonna suck if we get offered tickets and we can't
I
go.
know. And that's why I was like stressed. But I was like, research, Skylar, research. It's okay.
You'll see your Nikki boy.
My Nikki boy. I'm more a Joe girl, but it's okay. I love Tom Nick
Mm-hmm.
Jonas. And I want to see the show because I love that show for years now. But yeah, I was definitely shocked. I didn't think
Yeah.
it would be that hard, but we'll have to figure it
Wow.
out.
I mean, I think people right now, well, first of all, I think all the Jonas Brothers fans are rushing to it. Remember, you have a different crowd than just the theater people that are going to go to this. But I think also the theater people in particular are going to rush to this because they're going to want to see if he actually sucks.
And I'm so curious. I also definitely listened to a bootleg, and he wasn't that bad. Although there was at the end when it's goodbye until tomorrow, you can't hear him at one point. He's not like
Spoiler. I did not know that's at the end.
goodbye, and oh, it's a song.
Yeah, but you said at the end. Is that the end of the show?
Yeah, like the last song of the show.
Spoiler alert, I know nothing about last 5 years. I just know that one song. Are you kidding
No, dude.
me? I have to wait the entire show to hear the one song I know?
What, goodbye until tomorrow? That one?
Spoiler alert,
That's the only one you
Skylar.
know?
That is the only thing I know about last 5 years, and it's only that one line.
I love that. I love
Spoiler
that he's
alert,
long.
Skylar. Spoiler alert.
Marvie, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
I'll think about it.
24 hours. You can't hear him at one point. He's not projecting. That's the word I was looking for.
Maybe they need to up his mics.
That too. It was strange. I was like, where'd he go? I was like, oh, he's actually holding a note. Okay. Yeah. So that should be
Interesting.
interesting.
Other celeb news with Broadway. Joey Fatone also just ended his rush in Anne Juliet on March 16th, but he will be returning a few weeks in the spring. I mean, I think you could go see whoever's in the role of Lance. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but I will say Joey was fantastic. If
He was
you
fantastic.
wanted to see Joey and you didn't see Joey, you should hold off till the spring.
Yeah, you definitely should. He was fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh my God. Amazing. And by the way, he's a theater kid. We saw on his legs, he was covered with theater kid
Yes!
tattoos, like of Broadway shows.
He had Rent and something else.
He had something else too. Oh my God, what was it?
Was it Beauty and
But
Beast thing?
oh yeah, it was something Disney. But yeah, he's covered with it.
Yeah, it's iconic. We love that man. So good as Lance.
Love.
So, Hadestown is getting their happy ending. Orpheus and Eurydice
Yeah.
are gonna make it out of Hadestown. Eve and Reeve. Eve and Reeve. Eva.
Eva
If
and
her name
Reva.
was Eve, that would be perfect. Eve and Reeve. Eva and Reeve are engaged, and it was big Broadway news.
Oh my God, everyone was like freaking out. Like it's like their
Like a
celebrity
royal,
couple, royal
like the
couple.
royal wedding.
Oh my God, just
Yeah.
wait till they actually get married. People are gonna freak out.
Did you
Something
see her
that
ring?
I did. It's an interesting shape. Not my style, but I feel like it suits her. But something that Skylar pointed out to me that I did not know is that Eva was engaged once before.
She was, unless I'm making that up.
That's you told me it. So I'm
I
believing
said.
you, and now I said it on the podcast, so it better be true, ma'am.
I'm pretty sure she was with the person from Miss Saigon. The other guy, Chris something.
Eva Nobunaga
First
engaged.
fiance. Yes.
Really?
Oh, wait, no, she was married?
Wait,
English actor Leo Roberts and they divorced. Wait, there's no way.
wait. Oh my God, she was married in 2017 and divorced in 2019.
Is Leo
And
Roberts
then
from.
she's been with
He
Reeve.
wasn't.
Wait, 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 wait,
I'm
wait,
so sorry.
wait. Give me a minute. Give
This.
me a minute. So she married Leo in 2017. She divorced him in 2019, and she started dating Reeve in 2019. Was there some sort of drama there that we were not aware of?
Eva can break up and date quickly.
Preach. Preach, Skylar. You tell him, girl. You go,
You
girl.
tell them. No
Oh
judgment here, girlfriend. No judgment.
No judgment.
None, none. Yeah, he was a Miss Saigon. He
Wow.
was. What's the male? Oh my god. Why am I blanking? What's the guy's character name in Miss Saigon?
I don't know. I never saw Miss Saigon. Meanwhile, just random, as I was searching for all this, I see a giant Reddit thread titled, in all caps, "Who was going to tell me they're dating from 1 year ago asking about Reeve and Eva?"
I'm so dead. Chris. That's his name. That's a random
Chris.
name.
He seems like a Chris.
That's crazy. She's young though. Isn't she 26, we said?
No, she's, I think,
28, right?
29. She's 1996.
Oh,
20,
okay.
29, yeah.
Wow. Good for Queen. Yeah, she's
Wow.
29. She
Married and
just turned
divorced.
29. Wait, what's today's date?
March 20th.
Her birthday was March 18th.
Oh,
Wow.
congratulations. An engagement and a birthday. Look at you.
Well, she's killing life.
She's working it.
She really is. You go, girl.
No judgment here.
No judgment. Oh my God, I cannot.
Other news, London's Next to Normal, which was led by Cassie Levi, is going to be airing on PBS this spring. They're doing a pro shot of it. I don't know how I feel about that because I wanted to just transfer and to be
I want my.
surprised.
Me too. But I am gonna watch it.
Well, you also know Next to Normal and you love Next to Normal. I've never seen it. And I don't know if a filmed version is the first way I should experience it.
Yeah, well, I watched a bootleg. That was my first experience of Mr. Tveit. But I also, because I fell in love with it, I also actually bought the script and read it. With the music playing, I was that nerd. I was reading the script, and then when it was time, when it went to the music, I would play the song and read along.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had my own little one woman show, but yeah, I love that show, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit because I feel like Redwood tried to be like it and failed miserably. So I'm excited. I definitely wanted to transfer, but I probably will watch it. It's on May 9th at 9 p.m. But you gotta check your local listings. But don't quote us on
That is true. You sound like a TV commercial.
with a disclaimer.
Check your local listings. Wait, when did they used to say that? Like with American Idol and everything,
Oh my
like
God.
8 p.m. Eastern, but check your local listings.
Were you the oh my God, I can't talk. Were you the kid, because we were young when it first aired, who would vote live?
Hell yeah.
Who was the first person you voted for?
Oh girl, I don't remember that.
Mine
I
was
don't remember that.
Constantine Morales. Constantine. He was in Rock of Ages.
I know who he is. I wouldn't talk about him right now.
What'd he do?
He has some like major drama going on. I saw it on TikTok the other day. I think like a pedophilia kind of thing. Something happened. Wait a minute.
I take it back.
There was something.
I take it back.
Ugh, but I just, oh my God, I just saw it the other day. Either
That's
that or he abused,
crazy.
I know he's been arrested before, but he abused someone, but someone posted on TikTok about him and like
Wait.
how he also would message young girls like really creepy messages and stuff. I just saw this on TikTok earlier this week.
My jaw is dropped. I take it all back.
Take back all the votes. Take back
I take
all
it all back, you jerk face.
the votes. I just saw on TikTok this week that people were talking about how he was like abusive to his wife or something, but also he was messaging young girls and like it was a whole thing.
Okay.
Of course, I don't know if anything's real or not. Like it's just things that people are claiming, but
Oh my God, that's weird though. I take it back.
I've seen him perform before, like with like he did like this Rock of Ages band thing. Like I mean, he's fantastic, but yeah, maybe a
Chris.
creep, maybe a creep.
Oh my God, that's crazy. What are the odds?
I just saw it this week, so that's why my face was like,
That's so crazy, though.
but back to who I voted for, I honestly don't remember who was the first person I voted for.
Clay Aiken.
I don't know if I voted back then. Hold on, I have to go through the American Idol seasons. Hold on, American Idol, who are the winners
Did
in
Fantasia
order?
win?
Fantasia did win. She won season 3. Oh, you know what I remember voting? I mean, I think I voted before this, but I remember voting in season 5 when Taylor Hicks won. I think I voted for
Oh,
Taylor.
it was Taylor versus Taylor, right?
Yes, and I remember voting for Taylor Hicks. I voted for
David
him.
Archuleta.
David Archuleta. Who is David against? Was it David and Adam? Or was it David and David? Was he David Cook?
David Cook was good too.
They all were fantastic.
I don't remember.
I don't remember if I voted for Jordan Sparks.
I don't think I did. I don't know though. Yeah, Kelly
Why can't
Clarkson.
I? Kelly Clarkson. I know, I definitely wasn't voting season 1.
No.
I'm trying to remember. I may My first like real voting season may have been Taylor's season.
That makes sense.
Who else was on season 5? Oh, we're dating ourselves.
What year was that?
That was 2006.
Oh my God.
Ugh,
Almost
we
20
Oh,
years
that was the
ago.
same year as Kelly Pickler.
Kelly
And oh,
Pickler.
and Catherine McPhee.
Oh, I definitely voted for
And
her.
Chris Daughtry.
Oh,
And
that's a good
Elliot El
season.
and Elliot Yamin and Ace Young. Oh, that was the first real season I voted.
That's a good year.
Who did I vote for? I think I did I vote for who? The top two was Taylor and Catherine. I think I voted for Taylor because I know my mom loved Taylor.
Maybe. I think
That
I
was a
voted for
good season.
Catherine.
Yeah, I think that was the first real season I voted. That was a good season.
That's what, yeah, remember Kelly Pickler? She was so funny.
That season was iconic.
It really was.
And so many names, like Chris Daughtry, like he's huge.
He is huge for like divorced dads.
My God.
All right, let's go back to Broadway.
Okay, let's finish the Broadway news up. Let's get to Redwood. Finish the news. What else we got?
So Betsy Wolf is gonna have some co-stars. Is that what they're called? Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah. I think we're getting into
So
loopy hour.
it's
Okay.
very loopy. It's way past my bedtime. I'm a solid 8 p.m. the
Oh my
night.
God. Oh my God.
Is it Charles? Charles?
Charles Brown.
Charles. Charles
Okay,
Brown.
I will say Charles is actually fantastic. I saw him in Motown. He played
Oh.
Smokey Robinson, but I've seen him in other things too. And he also is in the group of Doo-Wop Project, which tours, and they are phenomenal. Phenomenal. Fun
Yeah,
fact.
so that's exciting. Adam Grouper? Grouper?
I always love to see the way you try to pronounce names because, like, literally, you struggle every episode.
It's so bad, so you keep going.
Okay,
Because
Charles Brown, Adam Grouper, Mauricio Martinez have joined the cast. There you
thank
go.
you. Yeah, I don't know why. I think all the letters just get mushed.
Do we have to like get you evaluated for eyes again? It
My
time for new
eyes just,
glasses?
I just got them. I know. It's so funny when we're at the shows and we have to like lean forward to see things. I
Yeah, and
can't.
then I meanwhile like so Skylar always wears her glasses to shows. I always try to wear my contacts unless my eyes are really bothering me. But like sometimes you'll see me during the show like touching my eye and trying to just like adjust my contact like every 10 minutes.
We got eye problems.
Yeah, we
Pretty
got
bad eye
issues here.
problems. We really do.
Last piece of Broadway news. Glengarry Glen Ross has revealed that they are going to be doing a final extension. So now the show is going to be running through June 28th at the Palace Theater. And it's with the current all male cast. And because of that, it means that even though it was rumored that they may do an all female cast at some point, that is not going to be the case. Which I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little bit happy about. I don't know if that's the right show to really gender swap, but it's just my opinion. I remember reading that play in college.
I want to go see that. That's on my list.
Do they have a rush or a lottery? Do we know?
I'm pretty sure they have a rush. I'll look that up. I love Bill Burr. Like, love Bill Burr. I've seen him multiple times do stand up. But I'm also like excited to see, because I think I read it in college too.
We may have read it in the same theater class.
Oh, were we together?
I don't know if we were together, but I think we took it separate semesters.
It's wild to me that we were in college. Like, no, I mean, like, that's not
What?
what I meant. I was reading something and talking. I was trying to find their ticket thing. But
I'm so shocked that we got an education.
no, that like it feels like so long ago that we were there. And
I
like
know.
sitting in classes, and like I can't imagine doing that now.
What classes do we even have together?
Theater,
We had the
the
tech.
shop.
We had the shop. And I took musical theater with you. I think I was like, what's it called when you're not like an official student, but you're still like taking the class? Like, oh my God,
I
there's
don't
a
know.
special word for it. I used to like sit in on the class, like not a TA. Because I was still getting graded, but I think I was in that class with you,
Yeah, what were we saying?
where we had to sing. But I wasn't like a TA. There's a certain word for it, because I had taken the class, I passed it, and they were like, "Hey, you want to take it again?" I'm like, "Yeah,"
Yeah.
because I was like one of the only kids in our theater department actually focusing on musical theater. I don't remember
Yeah.
what it was. I don't remember what it's called. Whatever it is, I took that class twice. They let me. I became like a special student. Like they ended up like, do you remember they made it harder on me? Like
No.
they gave me extra projects and stuff.
I kind of blocked out that part of, I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. But I did look up tickets. It's standing room.
I'm
That's their
stand that's that is
lottery.
not a play I can stand through.
That's what I was thinking. And it le limited standing room tickets will be available for purchase only at the box office on same day rush, and they will be $37.
I'm so sorry. That is not a show
That's
I
not
can stand
right.
through.
That's so sad.
And
Oh,
now
it's.
theater is huge.
Yeah, where is the standing room? That's annoying. Okay, so we're gonna have to look up tickets and see if we can find any good deals. Because, no.
Palace
Not
Theater is where we
doing
just saw Tammy Faye. That theater is huge.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Tammy.
As we're talking about sad news and shows closing, before we get into Redwood, we just found out that the Jonathan Larson project is actually closing. March 31st, and we're very sad about it. That show deserves to stay off Broadway or even move to Broadway. And it deserves a spot more than most shows. It's so important. It's so important to keep Jonathan Larson's name alive. It was so cool getting an inside look into Jonathan Larson's brain and what he was going through when he wrote those songs. And we're just very, very sad about
It
it.
was done so well. It was so tasteful. The cast was absolutely incredible. So it blows my mind that that show is closing and not this next show that we are now going to talk about, because this show, I'm so sorry, I give it a 0 out of 10, which is why we're not going through the numbers. Because
Yeah.
there's no reason to. Ow, I just hurt my hands. Never mind. But yeah.
I guess before we get into it, let's do like an overview of Redwood and what it is, or at least try to.
At least we will at least try to.
So, do you want to
Sure, but before I do that, in order to be true to the listeners of this podcast, and to be fair, I think I need to double check what the characters' names were, because I'm not gonna lie to you,
it?
most of the show I didn't even know.
Wait, let me guess.
Okay.
Liz.
No. Jesse.
God.
So, oh my God, it was interesting. So it's about this woman, Jessie, who loses her son. They have a big fight. He moves to Cali. He ends up passing away, and she's dealing with the grief while also trying to, keep her relationship with her wife, Mel, going. But she ends up feeling like she needs to escape. So she ends up leaving home and runs to the Redwood Forest. And in the forest, she meets Finn, who's played by Michael Park, and Becca, who's played by Kayla Wilcoxon. And they are scientists who do research on redwood trees and take samples from them and do like little experiments and stuff like that and just try to preserve the beauty of the redwood trees. Jessie gets enamored by this. She ends up wanting to learn how to climb trees with them. She does research. She climbs the tree. She decides, hey, I'm gonna live in the tree now.
Yeah.
And lives in the tree until there's a forest fire. And then she ends up somehow surviving the fire. End of show. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, let's do some pros. Let's do some pros and then we'll go into the cons. No?
We can do pros.
Okay.
You start though.
So the pros are we won lottery. Was $49. Our seats were pretty good.
Oh my God, I can't breathe out.
Is my face so red?
That was the funniest thing you've ever said. Yes, continue.
The lighting was cool.
There was some cool lighting. I mean, it was interesting the way they did like the climbing of the tree. I think it also another pro is, to be honest, that we've now seen Indine alive, which we've
Well,
never
you've
seen.
never, I
Oh yeah,
have.
you've seen her. Oh yeah, you saw her in If Then. So I guess that's a pro on my end.
Okay, so my
I
major. If I could think about my major issue, was the story was very like this. Like up and then nothing connected. Like they would say one thing and then the next scene it would contradict. Or it would be, okay, she's escaping grief. Like we all understand that. So she's going into the forest. Why'd she decide to pick the forest?
Well, see,
Why'd she.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that was an issue with me too, is because the show started at like 100 already. So
Yeah.
it had nowhere else to go. It already started at the climax of her escaping into the forest. So it's like, yeah, like why?
Exactly. Like, and I don't know if this is even right, but what I kind of picked up was she painted trees in his like nursery because or his bedroom, not even nursery, the son's nursery, and when he died, that's her way of honoring him.
Was
Was to
climbing the
go.
tree.
Yeah, that's kind of how I picked. But there was a lot of things. Like, you're going through grief. Okay, it felt phony at times. Like, their acting wise, I felt you didn't feel the depths of a grieving mother's, especially Mel. Like, when she was doing that FaceTime thing
Yeah, so she,
or the
yeah, she.
video.
Yeah, we should explain that. So she comes
Yeah.
on stage for one of her songs, sings a song like where she's recording a message of herself to Jesse. And then at the very end of this like important song, the last line like cuts off and she's like, oh, damn it. I actually wasn't recording this whole time. End scene.
I think at that point it could have been more meaningful if Mel had a little breakdown and kind of showed an emotion during that. Because I feel like a lot of the musical, Mel was kind of one-dimensional. She was struggling with her relationship with her wife and grief, and but you never felt that from her. She kind of just said it but didn't mean it. And that was
Well,
my issue.
It goes back to the whole phrase that we're all taught since being kids, show, don't tell, right? So, like, I felt like she kept telling people, like, hey, I'm grieving. Like, hey, where are you? I'm concerned. Hey, I miss my wife. You know, I'm grieving too. She kept saying it multiple times, but you never saw it. Like, she never showed it. She never really shed a tear. She never really got upset herself. I mean, her wife literally left her to go live in the forest. You
Like,
would
what
think
did
she would have some emotion behind that.
or I also wanted her to get in the car and go to
Yeah.
her. It was very strange, and a lot of the music all sounded the same. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I was very underwhelmed by Adina's performance. Acting wise, I felt like, again, you're saying you're grieving, you lost your son. You lost your son. I can't even imagine that pain. Show it. Let
Yeah.
me see that. I felt like this show was trying to be next to normal in a way that it just couldn't be. Because next to normal, she loses her son and you see her psychotic breakdown. And Alice Ripley does an incredible job of showing that.
It just felt very one-dimensional across the board for all of the acting performances. Like, I just, in some ways, I felt like I was watching a high school play, which I know is horrible for me to say.
No, but it's true
But,
because
like,
even.
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, you go.
No,
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 I
no,
interrupted
no.
you.
No, it's fine. It's just like, I was just gonna say, like, even the way they would just, like, flash back to, like, kind of fill in the missing pieces of what happened with the son, like, none of it felt consistent. None of it felt like it came at the right part of the story. Again, they were just telling the situation of what happened. You didn't really feel like you could see the emotional grief tied into it. I also just thought they kept like adding in characters just to add in characters. Like, for example, Michael Park, he plays Finn. In the show, he has a son who is doubled and played by the same guy, Zachary Noah Pizer, who plays Jesse's son. And like he shows up for a scene, he's like, "Dad, you don't ever want to do anything with me," kind of stuff. Like, you don't let me climb the tree. And then like you never hear or see from him again. And then they added in like a whole thing that Becca, who's played by Kalia, she says to Michael Park's character Finn, like when the fire is happening, like, "Stay with your family. You don't need to go get Jesse out of the tree." And like that's all you hear again about the son. Like, what was the point of bringing him in?
There's
And
no wrap up.
even, you know what I almost wanted to see, like, Becca's character, you know, they made her have a lot of depth and dimension to her about like her history, where she comes from, her representation, her sexual choices. And same with Jesse. I mean, Jesse's married to a woman. It's a very prominent theme throughout the show. But like, I almost wanted there to be something between Becca and Jesse where it takes that to another level or something. And like then maybe Jesse realizes, oh, I do want to be with my wife or something. Like, I didn't understand why they needed to emphasize also that Becca's character goes that way, but then there's not any sort of emotional or love relationship between Becca and Jesse. But you keep seeing them get very close throughout the show. And there's
You're
even a
so right.
part. There's even a part of the show of Finn, being said that he used the wrong, I think pronouns, or he assumed that Jesse was married to a man when she was married to a woman. Something happened. But like, I almost feel like if you're gonna go that route, go that route. Like, they just threw it in there because they felt like they had to, is what it felt like to me.
No, I agree completely. I also think, like, I didn't understand why Jesse's son hated her so much. Like,
Yeah.
I wanted to see the character come out and them have like actual fights and kind of build up to him leaving and why he went to drugs. So you find out, spoiler, but whatever, that he did drugs and he overdosed and that's how he died. But like, you don't see that build up of him doing it. So it
Never.
made, when she said it, I was like, really? Like, what? Like, this is random. And a lot of like, the script, like, we had major problems with the book because it felt like a high schooler wrote it. Oh, that's so mean.
No, but
But
it's true. I felt like that.
the jokes that were being made, the politically, I don't know, like random
I
like
felt
statements.
like you know what's interesting? I feel like sometimes, and I hope this doesn't get us canceled, but I feel like sometimes shows nowadays feel like they have to be woke to keep up with today's culture, which is fine. And I think it's an amazing, I think it's amazing that they're trying to be inclusive of everyone. I think it's
Yeah.
important. But sometimes I feel like they throw it in there just because they feel like they have to, and then
It
they
doesn't
don't
make
give it another
sense.
thought. Like if you're gonna throw it in there, have a purpose to it. Like
Mm
in this case, it really didn't have a purpose. Like it didn't have a deeper meaning. And I almost think it would have added such an another emotional depth to the whole story that I think would have been interesting. Like, for example, Indina's son in the show is her birth son, meaning that past Jesse had slept with a man.
Yeah.
Like, it would have almost been interesting, like, if there was some anger from her son over the fact that, she's no longer with his father. Maybe he's angry that, she wants to be with women instead. There's so many different routes it could have taken, and
And
they
the
did not
grieving
go there.
father, there is no grieving father.
No, they didn't even say, like, why is his father not in the picture? Who was his father? There's no discussion about it the entire show.
The book is a major problem, and I felt like she had this whole song, the trees are burning, and she's still up in the tree, and she refuses to get down. And this whole song, I was like, oh, she's gonna die in that tree.
But then they
And
make you think that she ended up in heaven, but then she's somehow alive.
yeah,
And it
we were
just.
so confused because then they have the next to normal moment. Because Next to Normal does this, where the son is talking to the mother, and she has this whole conversation. And I feel like it would have been stronger if it just came from Jesse. Like, why did the son have to come out? There was
Or like you said, I would have loved Mel to have showed up. Maybe Mel was stuck
yeah.
in the tree with Jesse and it really tested their relationship.
Yeah, something, because I felt no love between those two, or like
No.
wanting to actually try, and
I felt more between her and Becca, but then they never
yeah,
went that route.
no, it made no sense.
I think, and also jumping into the music for a second.
Yes.
I did not personally find any songs in the musical memorable. I already don't remember them. There was one song in particular that's sung by Kalia that we also saw her sing at Broadway Con. I don't remember the name of it, but it's about the redwood tree and like how it's created and its growing patterns. That song is very good and she sings it phenomenal. And she did get like a very big applause after that. I think a few people stood up. But that's the only song I kinda have any recollection about.
You know the one I hated?
Which one?
Hated, hated, hated. When she's up in the tree the first night and she's like panicking.
Oh, yeah.
It's
And
like,
she's
no, I'm
having
panicking here.
anxiety.
I'm panicking here. I'm like, all right, you're panicking. Like, we get it. You don't need to sing a song.
Let me see you panic. I don't need you to tell me that you're panicking.
If she was not, her physical acting skills were lacking in that moment.
And you're right, they are trying to become next to normal. Because even at a certain point, she becomes a little delusional. Like she names the tree, befriends the tree, makes the
Yeah.
tree like a human personality, and like it has a human soul. Like there's just so many different levels to the show, but at the same time, it's so one level and one dimensional. I just think they were trying to be too many different things at one time.
They needed a sole purpose and follow that purpose, and they struggled
Yeah.
hard.
Also, in regards to scenery for a second, the only
Oh my
real piece of
God.
scenery is the tree. It's everything else is really just giant screens and projections. And let me tell you, if you get motion sickness, this show is not for you. You feel like you are on like the Avatar ride in Disney where you're flying through Pandora. Because
Yeah.
of the way they use the projections and the way the screens move so fast. Like, that's literally what I felt like. And I was getting dizzy and nauseous because of it.
We kept looking down. Like, honestly, it was definitely, and we said this before, we did not like it. Like her driving, she was just like sitting on a little stool, right? And there was just scenery behind her, and I hated that. They could have made a car like Gatsby. Have her drive.
Well, that's the issue too. So many shows now are trying to be minimalistic, which is fine. There are ways to do it tastefully. Like I think Sunset does it
Sunset does it great.
beautifully, but I think this show almost needed less minimalism. Like I wanted to see the forest. I would have loved to see other trees around them. Like it was only just the one tree on stage the entire show.
Or like when she's at like the hotel or the where she keeps seeing her son and is like freaking out. Like she keeps thinking she's seeing him. Like I would have liked like little like subtle clues that she was like outside of a hotel or something. Like something more. And that was strange to me too. They added that where she keeps seeing him everywhere. And even like when Finn's son comes, she thinks it's her son. And like that was strange.
And even or even you have the projections, maybe put up like 3 days have passed, 2 days have passed. Like
Yes.
I could not tell how many days it has been since she last saw her wife. By the end, it looked like her wife had moved on. Like, was it months? Like
Yeah.
I was very confused.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues. Did we see it in previews? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. Or if we did, it was the very, very end of previews, but I don't think the show would have been adjusted as much
No.
as we feel like it needs to be.
Another note.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say there's no intermission.
Oh, and it needs it.
Bad. We were both itching, like literally legs shaking, like we need to get up.
It even though it like it's not too long of a show, it feels long because the show itself is just so bleh. Like it, like you
Yeah.
need you we needed that break, and they had the perfect moment after one of Indina's big belts to pause the show, and they just chose not to have an intermission, and I think it really hurts. I don't want to say this, but I will. I
Go ahead.
think they didn't want the intermission because they know people will leave.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if we would have stayed.
We don't leave shows.
We don't leave shows, but it would have been very difficult. I do feel like the show was just made to have Adina belt because she had like five or six songs that she was just belting.
And every song sounded the same,
Yeah.
in my opinion. I
We
know
were disappointed.
it's really not what I expected. I had high hopes for it. I don't know. I just feel like if there was any show on Broadway right now that should close, I think it's Redwood. I don't even know what else to say about it. I didn't like it for so many different reasons. And so it's like, I would just give it an automatic 0 out of 10. Like, I regret spending the money on it. And I think that's like the biggest comment I can make.
Yeah, and just so like everyone knows, we want to be completely transparent with you. That's why we decided to go ahead and talk about Redwood. We weren't going to talk about it at first because we're like we don't have that much nice, not nice, but you know what I mean, like good things to say about it. But we want to be transparent with our listeners and let you guys know what we did enjoy and what we might not have enjoyed that much, and which shows you should run to see, and which shows that maybe you don't have to run to see. So we wanted to just give our honest opinion, and that really was ours with Redwood. We had extreme problems with the book, the scenery, the acting. It was very, they were trying to do way too much, and they just needed to find that purpose.
It needs to be fine-tuned. And also, just to reiterate again, our opinion may not be your opinion. Like
Yeah.
we did see one girl in the audience who was like sobbing during the show. Maybe the show connected to her somehow differently, or maybe she was sobbing because she wanted to leave. But our opinion may not be your opinion, and that's totally fine. But we felt like we had to really be honest with what we
Yeah.
thought. So I'm sure there are some of you who do really listen to our opinions and maybe who agree with us. But yeah, it's very unfortunate. I really thought it would be better than I thought it was.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's kind of again, and if you loved Redwood, let us know why. We'd be curious to hear. Tell us what you loved about it, how you connected to it. That's what we enjoy about this podcast is connecting with you guys, even if our opinions don't align.
Yeah, align. So yeah, I guess that's it for this week. Once again, as always, make sure you follow us on social media at Love Letters to BUA with 1 Y on TikTok and at Love Letters to BUA with 2 Ys on Instagram because 1 Y wasn't available. Also, as always, make sure you email us at lovelettersabroad@gmail.com. Once again, at lovelettersabroad@gmail.com for all business inquiries. You can reach me 24/7. I don't sleep, but Skylar does until 5 a.m. and then she answers you then.
Yeah.
Also, we need to make our what's it called? Manifestations for the week.
Oh.
It's hard because we know we definitely can't do a show this week.
Yeah. I'm manifesting we get one email
That's a good manifestation.
from a show that is opening. So let me pick two shows from either Real Women Have Curves or The Last 5 Years. That's a long
I
shot, but
wish.
I'm gonna try those two.
I think that's a good one though.
Yeah.
I kind of manifest the same thing. I was already thinking that. I manifest that we're gonna get some sort of email or maybe an Instagram message back from one of the Broadway shows, maybe asking us to collab. I also manifest that I think one of you guys will DM us and give us some ideas of things you want to see in the podcast.
Dun dun dun.
And we'll see
Yeah.
what happens.
Well, next week we're gonna do boop boop oh doop.
Oh my God, now that's a show. If
No,
y'all
we'll be
don't
heavy.
see that, we got a problem because
The problem.
that's a show.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about it.
Oh my God, that's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. All right,
Okay.
well, thank you for listening. We'll see
Thank
you
you
next week.
guys. Toodles.
Bye.